I'll tell yous how it was with me, if to listen yous are willing. 'Twas in yon house behind yon hill, where I had lately been distilling. I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolly. Good customers I did not like, and I sold it all in ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay me home with way for fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day dining with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid good night to all was there and I started home from Ballyhooly. Me heart was like the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, with cheeks like roses blossom newly. She had a voice like music soft and low, she was the flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents gives consent, will you be me bride in Ballyhooly? I have a house behind John Hill, two fine greyhounds and a ferret. Besides I have a little still, the drop it makes with you I share it. And I have got a feather bed with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides I have a ring to wed, if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, if you say you love me truly, and if me parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents glad if they were content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock he tied them up in Ballyhooly. The wedding that we had that day, the people come to uninvited. The piper played for every squad, Jane sang and I recited. The punching flowed like a waterfall, and from the still has just come newly. And in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, none of them was mean or shabby, and me auntie thought she bought some cloth to make good dresses for the babby. Invitations then went round, the friends that we had just made newly. A lighter heart could not be found in mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we wed, still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy, yet though down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters all unruly. From me Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.
Now make of that what you will. He carrying on at Ballyhooly. He meets her and then he asks her to marry him. And then, well, life goes on. 15 daughters. Ah, lads. Okay, Joe, let's get on with the programme. Here's the first of those emails I was talking about. A little bit of explanation, first of all. One of the joys that I have in my life, and I do have many, is to play at a local hotel to entertain tourists that come to visit Ireland from all over the world. On one particular occasion, well, about 2 weeks ago, I was entertaining a group of tourists from Wales and from England. And what I usually do is I do something like a Sounds Irish programme. I play and sing a song and tell them the story of the song. At the end of the night, just when I was packing up and ready to go, a lady came over to me and said how much she and her friends had enjoyed the evening, which was fine. And I told her a little about myself and told her then about the programme Sounds Irish. She took all the details down. And lo and behold, friends, I had an email this week from Stella. Stella hails from Swansea in Wales, and she says, "Joel, I was one of the group of Welsh people that came to hear you sing and play in the hotel in Bray. You told me all about yourself and you told us about a program Sounds Irish. Since I've come back home from my holiday, which I enjoyed immensely, seeing all the beauties of Ireland, I've managed to listen to Sounds Irish, having all the information that you gave me, and I downloaded it onto my computer and listened. And I will be a regular listener, Joe. I wonder if you could play for me and for my friends that were with me on the holiday that lovely song that you sang about Eileen. It really appealed to me and I enjoyed it immensely. Would love to hear it again. Yours sincerely, Stella from Wales." Well, Stella from Wales, stay with me all the time for Sounds Irish. And here's that lovely song telling the story of the lassie who fell in love with the fisherman, and each day he would leave and go to catch fish out at sea, and he'd tell her to wait for him. But then one unfortunate day, they were to be married, you see, and on the day they were to be married, he set sail, but, well, the storm came and he never came back. And this is the story of Eileen. For you, Stella, and for all Sounds Irish listeners, sung for us by Bing Crosby.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunin, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: "Eileen, my Eileen, away for me, wait, Eileen." They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: "Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen." They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, away for me, ways Eileen.
Stella, I hope you enjoyed that, and do stay tuned and do keep in touch, sending me emails and requests. And I'm so glad that you and your friends enjoyed our evening together. I spend many such evenings, which is a joy to me, as I've said already. Now, Trudy Lawler's going to tell us a song of a young person emigrating from Ireland. He has to go, but he's leaving behind, well, his parents and all the friends. And as the ship is sailing away from Rosslair, he can see the lights of Rosslair Harbour. Rosslair, by the way, is in County Wexford on the east coast of Ireland. And he can see the lights of Rosslair Harbour fading into the distance, wondering what the future holds, but at the same time remembering all those happy times at home.
Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherished as we share these last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine, it's breaking. It's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friend. As I leave you both behind, both you, my love and Ireland, will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslair Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherished as we share these last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments, as we share our last farewell, who knows how long it will be till I see her light again. The lights of Rosslair Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherished as we share these last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. The lights of Rosslair Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail from you, the dream. facing tears. They're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears.
The lovely voice there of Trudy Lawlor telling us a sad story of emigration. And we continue on the theme of emigration, because here's another track from that wonderful album by Nicky Keeley entitled My Kind of Music. He sings some wonderful songs on this, including this one that tells the story of the widow's daughter who was anxious to get away, and she got a letter came to ask her to come to America, and she left her mother behind her and went all the way across to America and stayed there for some years. Then one day a knock came to the door, and when the widow opened it, there was her daughter. But, well, she had changed. Here's Nicky telling us all about Noreen Bourne.
There's a spot in old Tyrconnell. There's a wee house in the glen where dwelled an Irish colleen who charmed the hearts of men. She was Wilson, hale and hearty, shy and graceful as the fawn. Neighbors loved that widow's daughter, happy, laughing Noreen Bourne. Then one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flows. So she bid farewell to Aaron, and next morning a poor broken-hearted mother bid farewell to Noreen Bourne. Many years that mother waited till one morning at the door stood a gorgeous looking lady. Oh, grand the clothes she wore, saying, "Mother, don't you know me? Sure, I've only got a cold, but the purple spots upon her cheeks, the tragic story told." There's a graveyard in old Tyrconnell where the blossoms sadly wave. There's a broken-hearted mother leaning on a lonely grave, saying, "Noreen, you are calling. It's long years since you've been gone. It was the curse of emigration that laid." Noreen Bourne, it was the curse.
as I've already said, a wonderful album, and that was a wonderful interpretation of the song Noreen Bourne from Nicky Keeley. In the opening line, if you took particular attention of that particular track, it said there's a glen in Old Tyrconnell. Now, where have we heard that before? Yes, I was explaining to you earlier that Tyrconnell is another name for Donegal, and that's where we're going now, because it's our Daniel O'Donnell track, and he's singing for us the sad little story of the man who fell in love with Mary. Mary from Dunglow. But, well, her cruel father said, "No way, are you not having that girl as your wife?" No, what I'll do, I'll let Daniel tell you the story.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Giddore. I'm crossing the relations, I am bound for America. Oh, then marry you, my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but I I was in sweet Dunglow and seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my I'd call for liquor of the best, and I'd pay before I would go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town. Sweet Dunglow.
Mary from Dunglow from Daniel O'Donnell. I could do 7 or 8 Sounds Irish programmes with Daniel O'Donnell, all the amount of material that he has recorded, and most of it very good indeed. Now, here's a young man who went over to look for my Uncle Dan McCann. He's gone searching for his uncle. This is Mick Maloney's version of the song.
I've lately wandered over here to search for me Uncle Dan. He left the County Galway in the year of 61. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I've searched this country high and low, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. Well, if any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Let me tell you of me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. He swam the River Liffey twice a day. He ran 3 rounds at the Phoenix Park. He could dance and sing just like a lark. He wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. If any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. I found me Uncle Dan McCann, a very prosperous Yankee man. He holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. He's helped to write America's laws, his heart and soul in Ireland's cause. God help the man who opened his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann. Typical bit of a Galway man. He fought all through the Civil War way back in 61. He was supple and limber in every joint. He wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, me Uncle Dan McCann.
Thorshavn Geistock Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard.
Your hand and we'll walk along together over the river and under the trees. We'll talk about the times we were making plans together, taking the shortcut through the fields. Tell the taxi man there's no need to come further. I'm tired up the highways and the hard city streets. Tell the taxi man, let us off at the corner. I want to feel the grass beneath my feet.
Let me take your hand and we'll walk along together over the river and under the trees. We'll talk about the times we were making plans together, taking the shortcut through the fields.
I know every bush and every berry in the valley. I know every thrush and every blackbird's loving song. And there's that old oak tree where we carved our love forever, coming from the dancing in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that same old moon, let it shine on forever, lighting up the laughter and the loving in your eye. And do you mind the time when we sat down here together and tried to say goodbye?
Let me take your hand and we'll walk along together over the river and under the trees. We'll talk about the times we were making plans together, taking a shortcut through the fields. Let me take your hand and we'll walk along together over the river and under the trees. We'll talk about the times we were making plans together.
Tommy Sands and Dolores Keane. I'm a big fan of Dolores Keane, as regular listeners will know. They're reminiscing and taking a shortcut through the fields. The last time I played a version of this track, it was the well-known version by Johnny McAvoy. But here, Jim McCann is painting the picture of the young man who falls asleep and dreams that he's back home in County Clare in Ireland, and he dreams that he's back home in Spansel Hill. But then he gets a rude awakening.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind then bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill, I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. at Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spanso Hill.
Quite often on Sounds Irish, I play a Mary Black track, and rarely I play a Francis Black track. But the Black family, as a family, were one of the most musical families, and I say this real, and I mean it, one of the most musical families in the world. And yes, you can talk about the Carter family and various other families, but the Black family, as musicians and musical and harmony and like, well, I think they're up to and equal to any of the others. Here is a sample of their capabilities. This is a song called Billy O'Shea. And I think that this is, well, would you agree with me that this would be an Irish sea shanty? And that's hard to say.
We all got drunk in Dublin City, fall down, me Billy. We all got drunk in Mars, the pity, fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down, Billy O'Shea. We lay down on Sir John Rogerson's quay, fall down, me Billy. And when we woke, we were out to sea, fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down, Billy O'Shea. We are no sailors, Captain dear, fall down, me Billy. And a bit unhappy to reef or steer, fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down, Billy O'Shea. Said, I've a cure for that. Fall down, me Billy. And here for a start is a dose of the cat. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Oh, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. He sent him up to the topmast yard. Fall down, me Billy. When he hit the deck, he took it hard. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. We wrapped him up in the canvas sail. Fall down, me Billy. We lowered him gently o'er the rail. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. And over the side and down he goes. Fall down, me Billy. Davy Jones with his pitch through his nose. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Ah, fall down, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Ah, fall down, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea.